Good morning. Today we have a very halacha lemaisa question, and it's actually fairly complicated, so it's going to be divided up into two parts. We are going to see one view this time in Emir Tzashem, an alternative, actually opposite view next time. So our question is as follows: when we wake up and we wash Netilas Yadayim, go to the bathroom, so we have brachas to say. We have the bracha al netilas yadayim, we have Asher Yatzar, and our particular question is as follows: when should the al netilas yadayim be said? And what are the two sides to it? So we said that there are two reasons, two explanations. What does it mean we say al netilas yadayim for tefillah, for purposes of davening? We saw the view of the Rosh, who explained that our hands are busy during the night and will have touched places that are typically covered, and accordingly to daven, we need to wash hands. Chazal instituted washing of hands and saying a bracha in order to say Kriyat Shema and daven properly. So based on that rush, we would say that the al netilas yadayim, the washing, the bracha, you certainly have to wash the netilas yadayim immediately upon arising because we have tuma on the hands. But the real bracha that was instituted is for davening. Accordingly, we should say the bracha al netilas yadayim close to our davening. And sure, we would say it then right before davening. On the other hand, the Rashba told us that the reason why Chazal instituted the bracha al netilas yadayim is because we are newly created in the morning. And accordingly, as a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say the al netilas yadayim. So based on that, we should apparently say the al netilas yadayim when we wake up. And if there's going to be a gap between when we wake up and when we're going to be davening, there is a big difference between the two. We should say it when we wake up and not wait until we are ready to daven. So that is a possible nafkamin, a possible halachic ramification, if the concept, the reason for washing and actually saying the bracha al netilas yadayim is for davening, we have a difference between the Rosh and the Rashba. According to the Rosh, that we're washing really for the davening to have clean hands, we're going to say al netilas yadayim close to davening. If it's according to the Rashba that we're saying the al netilas yadayim because we are newly created, we should say it close to when we wake up. And if there's a gap between those two, that is a real difference between them. So we're going to look at one view. The Chai Adam Paskin says follows that it's proper to wait to say al netilas yadayim until after one has cleaned one's hands and wants to daven. Because if you wait until you want to daven, you're ready to daven, then he says, Daz yatza l'kuli alma, you're going to fulfill the mitzvah according to all opinions. We have to see how that is. Aval kishibirich mikodim. However, if you wash earlier, when you woke up, and there's now a gap until you want to daven, if you said the al netilas yadayim earlier, not when you're ready to daven yet, and then you would go to the bathroom again, so you dirty your hands up, according to the Rosh, who says that the whole reason we're saying al netilas yadayim is to have clean hands for davening. I said al netilas yadayim because I didn't have clean hands when I awoke, but I went to the bathroom again, wiped myself, and I need to say accordingly, according to the Rosh, al netilas yadayim a second time. And that's not instituted by Chazal. But that would apparently be what the halacha would be, although that's not how we paskins. But it gets us into that problem, is what the Chai Adam is saying. If you say al netilas yadayim too early, indeed, according to the Rosh, you're not fulfilling the Rosh. The Rosh says you have to say al netilas yadayim right before davening. So that's the problem. So says the Chai Adam, wait. Say it right before the davening. And he says, you're fulfilling it according to all opinions. So the Be'er Halacha brings this Chai Adam, and he says, I don't really understand this Chai Adam. Because according to the Rashba, you are creating a problem. According to the Rashba, you are now going to be washing. You're going to be saying your al netilas yadayim close to your davening. And you had, if we had the situation of somebody woke up early, had a large gap between when he woke up and when he is going to wash for davening and say al netilas yadayim, there's a major time gap, a hefsek, between, according to the Rashba, you should have said al netilas yadayim when you woke up, because you're a bria chadasha, you washed your hands, you went to the bathroom probably at least once between now and when you're going to daven, and now you're going to say al netilas yadayim. That bracha later on, there's a hefsek. and you're saying the bracha close to davening, certainly you cannot fulfill the Rashba based on that. So that's the question of the Bira Alacha. So maybe he says that maybe we can reconcile it, because the Beis Yosef, interestingly, says that even according to the Rashba, who says that we say al netilas yadayim because we're a bria chadash, you can still push it later. You can still push it later. Ideally, according to the Rashba, you should say it after waking up, not wait. But you can push it later, and you can say it with the rest of the brachas, the birkas hashachar that we say. And because you're going to say it later with the rest of the birkas hashachar, even according to the Rashba, that would apparently work out. So the Bir Alacha indeed continues, and he says that certainly there are poskim who disagree with that. The Shorei Tshuva certainly disagrees with the Chayyadam that you shouldn't wait. And indeed, then he brings on the other hand the Maaser Rav from the Gra, who says like the Chayyadam that indeed you should say Al Netilas Yadayim close to Tefillah, close to the davening. You shouldn't say it earlier on in the morning, but simply wait to say Al Netilas Yadayim close to davening. And he says maybe the Gra is bringing that for a different reason, because truth be told, the Gra is of the view that we paskin like the Rosh, that you say al netilas yadayim for each and every davening, not only shachris, mincha, and mariv. So that's why the Gra is saying that you should wait, because he really is of the view that the al netilas yadayim is for the davening, for each and each davening we have, shachris, mincha, and mariv. But he is not attempting to reconcile this practice with that of the opinion of the Rashba. But nonetheless, and this is where it's very fascinating, we have the bottom line here for today, the view of the Beir Halacha, that nonetheless it is preferable to adhere to the Chayyadam and push it later, push the Al Netilas Yadayim to right before the Tefillah. Why? Because certainly then we are fulfilling the Rosh, the Rosh who says it should be right in front of the davening. We have clean hands for davening, so that's why we say Al Netilas Yadayim before davening. And maybe even we are adhering to the reason of the Rashba, at least that's the Beis Yosef's view, that you are also fulfilling the Rashba. But on the other hand, if we wash and say the Al Netilas Yadayim of the washing right when we wake up, we are certainly only fulfilling the Rashba and not fulfilling the Rosh. So at least here we have a shot at fulfilling both of the opinions if we wait and say Al Netilas Yadayim right prior to davening Shachris. But if we're saying it right when we wake up and we have that gap there between waking up and davening, we're certainly only fulfilling one of the two opinions. We're fulfilling the Rashba and not the Rosh. And accordingly, that's why the Bir Alacha comes out in saying that Al Netilas Yadayim should be pushed like the Chayyadam and also like the Gra, and it should be said right before we actually daven. Have a wonderful day.